time to talk Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. The Sabres lost to the Flyers 6-3 Tuesday night. Before that, they blew a 3-goal lead to Pittsburgh. They've blown a number of leads in recent weeks. They've lost 7 of their last 8 games. They're not going to make the playoffs. Not much going right with this team.
No, not much is going right for them at all. They've fallen apart completely. And their only win in that stretch is against Arizona, the second-worst team in the league. And in that game, they blew a third-period lead, and they had to come back and beat the Coyotes. So this has been their worst stretch of the year by far. And for a seventh-place team, it might sound dumb to say a seventh-place team has had a lot of resiliency, but the Sabres have had some resiliency this year. They've usually bounced back from tough stretches with some notable wins against some of the NHL's top clubs. They haven't had a two-week run as bad as this one until now. But there were some ominous signs this was coming right after the bye week. They lost to Colorado in Colorado, the league's worst team. They fell apart to Arizona late. They fell apart to the Predators in Buffalo. And after Sunday's loss in Pittsburgh, they blew a 3-goal lead. And you could tell that loss really shook them. It rattled them. It stayed with them. It lingered. The next day, Monday, it seemed like they still hadn't gotten over it. Come Tuesday against the Flyers, they hadn't. Dan Bylsma said they weren't ready to play. It looked like it. They were terrible. It was 6-3, but it felt like it was about 8-0. And it might only get worse. They have a tough, tough stretch coming up. They play Columbus twice this weekend. They go out west and play the Sharks, the Ducks, the Kings, some perennial contenders. And this might go on another week or two. They've basically fallen out of the playoff race now, but I mean they could fall really to the bottom of the Eastern Conference in the next week or so here.
Well, much of the frustration of the fan base seems to have turned toward the coach, Dan Bylsma. There was a question a couple of weeks ago about whether players were following his system. Is he maybe just not a good fit with this roster, or is he hamstrung by the team's many deficiencies?
Well, he's definitely hamstrung by the team's deficiencies. The defense core just isn't playoff caliber. Their forward core, they have basically 2 first lines and 2 fourth lines. I still think he can be a good fit for this roster, but I think he has to adapt. And I conversely, I think some of the players might have to adapt too. But it's been proven over the last couple months the Sabres can be a pretty good team when they play aggressively, when they get after it. They do have some of the horses to play high-scoring games and to play entertaining hockey, and that's how a lot of the players want to play. And they're frustrated that they don't play aggressively enough, that they sit back on leads, that they get 3 goals and they have a lead, and then they don't push for the fourth and they blow the lead. If you have guys like Jack Eichel and Evander Kane having terrific seasons, goals and points-wise, and they're 2 of the guys that consistently say that the Sabres have to play a different way, then maybe you should listen to them. Guys are clearly frustrated by this. Jack Eichel, Sunday in Pittsburgh. I'm not sure if the Sabres really sat back that much in Pittsburgh. They probably did a little. But after the game in the dressing room, he was... You could see it in his face. You could hear it in his voice. He was just frustrated that the Sabres didn't push for that next goal, that they let the Penguins come right back at them. And this isn't just a couple games in the last few weeks here. It's been a theme for weeks and weeks that they don't play aggressively enough. And I think Dan Bylsma has to maybe adapt. He has to look at his roster and see how they play the best and maybe change his ways a little bit.
Well, the goaltending hasn't been very good lately. Robin Leonard's been giving up an average of 4 goals a game during this recent stretch. He's still giving up a lot of bad goals, and he's not getting much help from his defense, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, this has not been a very good stretch for Robin Leonard, and it comes off a pretty good stretch. He's teased a lot this year. For a couple of weeks, for stretches, he'll showcase the qualities of a top number one goalie, and you think maybe he's finally becoming that top netminder that the Sabres envisioned when they gave Ottawa a first-round draft choice for him. But it's been an inconsistent year for him. I still think he doesn't steal enough games. He's not the difference in enough games. He does give up some bad goals, as you said, especially early on, it seems like. And he hasn't made a save in the shootout this year. All 8 shootout shooters have scored against him this year, including 2 more on Saturday. And that's mind-boggling to me that a starting goalie in the NHL hasn't made a save in the shootout all year. But it's not all on him. The Sabres, they have a pretty porous defense. They're allowing a ton of shots. They don't help him enough either. But Robin Leonard's nearing the 50-game mark. He's become a workhorse, and I expect down the stretch for him to play most of the games because the Sabres have a decision to make on him, too. It doesn't get a lot of attention. I assume they'll re-sign him because they gave up so much for him and they've already committed so much time to him. But he's a restricted free agent after the year, and they have to decide if they want to make a big commitment to him.
Well, the one bright spot lately has been Jack Eichel. He's been among the league's most prolific point producers over the past month plus.
He has been. Since February 1st, he leads the NHL in points. He has 45 points now in 46 games. A point a game is a very prestigious mark that very few players in the league reach. The Sabres haven't had a player like that in years. I don't want to overstate it, but I think we're seeing him take the first steps kind of into superstardom. It was predicted he would become a superstar when he was drafted second overall in 2015. And when you're nearing a point a game, when you've become one of the NHL's top point producers for a long stretch, those are strong signs. He's clearly usually the best player on the ice. That said, he's still a raw player. He's been very cognizant since he started his NHL career that he has to evolve, that he has to become a two-way player, but he's not quite there yet. And we saw Tuesday he tried to take on three Flyers in the neutral zone by himself. He gave up the puck. It led to a Flyers goal. Dan Bylsma wasn't happy. He kind of called him out after the game. He sat him for a shift. And if Jack Eichel wants to become a true superstar, he's going to have to round out the defensive side of his game, too.
Sabres are next in action tomorrow night, a game in Columbus against the Blue Jackets. Bill Hoppe joins us each week on Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.